محترم سامعین کرام، اس پروگرام کی کارروائی کو آگے بڑھاتے ہوئے اس ادارے کے دوسرے مقرر میری مراعات سید شاہ نواز حقانی کو میں دعوت دینا چاہتا ہوں کہ وہ تشریف لائے اور ذکر اللہ کے عنوان پر روشنی ڈالتے ہوئے سامعین کو مستفیض فرمائے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیہ ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن یضلله فلا هادی له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اما بعد، اللهم لك الحمد انت كسوتني واسالك خيره وخير ما صنع له، واعوذ بك من شره وشر ما صنع له او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. respected ulama ikram, my dear brothers and elders, Hazrat Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to put a new gown or a new garment, he used to recite this dua, the meaning of which is, O Allah, thank you for giving me this garment. I ask you for the good of it and for the good for which it was made of. And I seek refuge from the evil of it and from the evil of which it was made of. It is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a great favor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he taught the ummah a dua for every action that we do. Before eating, after eating, there is a dua. One of the talib ilm from the maktab recited few duas, few masnoon duas, supplications, which we recite whenever we do an action. The reason for this teaching of the masnoon duas by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Kareem says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O ye who believe, remember me in abundance. Now why does Allah command every believer to remember Him in abundance? Is it going to benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to enjoy our remembrance? Every believer knows that every human being on the earth put together start believing or start obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will not be an atom worth of increase in his greatness, in his honor, in his dignity, in his beauty. In the same way, God forbid, if the entire nation together go astray, reject the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will not be an atom worth of decrease in His greatness, in His honor, in His power, in His might. Then what is the reason of this commandment for remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ulama says, indifference to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the root cause of all the evils. When a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commits a sin. Hadith Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sinner ceases to be a believer when he commits a sin. An adulterer, a person who drinks, ceases to be a believer when he commits that sin. When a person has a firm yaqeen and start believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also remember Him, there are chances that he is always responsible and is always accountable of his deeds and is always worried, what if I do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu was on a journey. This is the time when he was the Khalifa and he had almost conquered half of the world. He was on a journey. And during those times, during long journeys, there were no motels. There were no restaurants. And during one of his journey, he felt hungry. And when he entered a village, he saw some goats, some sheep grazing. He went ahead and searched for the herdsman or the shepherd and asked him, can I get some milk to quench my thirst, to feed myself? The person, the shepherd, was a believer. You know what he replied? He said, I will be very happy to give you the milk, but unfortunately I am not the owner of this. This is entrusted to me. These sheep are a trust from my master to me, so I cannot give it to you. And Hazrat Umar r.a. was very happy with this answer. He said, or he thought, let me put to test his integrity. Let me test him. So he said, let us do one thing. I buy this goat from you. You keep the money, and I will take the goat and I will have the milk. But when your master asks you, where did the sheep go or where did the goat go? Just reply that the wolf ate it, because it is common during those times when you are grazing the sheep, and in the jungle the wolf eats the sheep. Hazrat Umar was about to complete his statement, and this believer, he was in awe, he was in surprise. He said, has Allah gone? You are giving me this deal. Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gone? Is he not seeing us? Hazrat Umar r.a. was very happy. He said, as long as there are people like you on the earth, the earth will be free of corruption. The earth will be free of tyranny. There will be rights fulfilled. So this was the belief. This was a believer. And in the middle of a jungle, in the middle of a darkness, if a person is always thinking that Allah is watching him, then this is how he refrains himself from the evil. My dear respected brothers, how much MR forces we put on controlling people, controlling corruption, controlling the rights of each other, how much military we put together, how many systems we put together, until a person is always in the constant fear of being reckoned in the day of judgment, he will not stop that evil. The connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone. To bring that back, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a must. And through the masnoon du'as that we recite, alhamdulillah, this develops a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To us, it is just a thankfulness. But you know, a person is always constantly worried that, oh, I'm asking Allah, I'm begging Allah, so Allah is watching me. Dr. Abdul Hay Sahab rahmatullah alayh gave us a very easy formula to start remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that whenever you do something, whenever you start doing something, always ask Allah first. Whatever your deed is, whether you are going to work, whether you are going to school, whether you are returning from work, you can make a dua, and it does not have a prerequisite. Certain amal needs certain prerequisites. Salat requires wudu, but remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be in your heart, can be in your own language. So my dear respected brothers, alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is approaching, and the deeds are multiplied in many folds in this blessed month. May Allah ta'ala give us all this month. Inshallah, if we start making this fikr, making this thought of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through masnoon du'as, through the azkar, inshallah, there will be a change in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.